Archers for the week, 3rd to 8th February 2002.
Sid and Jolene are looking into the future.
Want a top up?
Yeah, please. Oh, we've chosen the right day then.
Huh? What for?
Seeing Kirsty. Put business plans into action before you lose the cosmic tide.
Cosmic tide. What a load of rubbish.
No, don't knock it. She's very good, this one.
What else did she say?
Let's see. Expect activity in your house of love.
You know, if astrologers are so clever, how come there's nothing in there for Fallon? I mean, she's a Gemini, I know.
Oh,
It should say, not much activity in any house. You're too busy suffering from an hangover.
Oh, it's only a laugh. Do you want some more toast?
She must have put a good few drinks away on Friday. She still looked out of it last night.
Toasted?
No, I'm all right, love, thanks.
Well, I'm going to have another slice.
Yeah, we all go through it, don't we?
Yeah.
Underage drinking. I used to go on some right benders.
Yeah, you told me. Especially the time with the traffic cones.
Yeah. It was lucky not to get arrested. As long as she learns the lesson, there's no harm done.
Oh, when is Kirsty coming in?
Well, just for opening. Gives me time to check the barrels.
And if she can do a few hours for us, save us looking elsewhere.
Yeah, she'd be perfect. Very outgoing.
It's whether it fits in with her hours at Ambridge Organics or not.
Yeah, well, let's hope we can work some of it out. It pays to have a young face behind the bar.
Morning.
Hi.
How's the head? Still on your shoulders?
Sid,
Isn't there any juice?
Oh, there's some cartons in the cupboard.
Hey, Fallon, have I ever told you about one time when I got drunk? The traffic cone?
No.
Oh, I can't have been any older than you. And it's the same thing. I overdone it. Out on the razzle.
What about the barrel, Sid?
Yes, you're right. I better get down. I'll tell you another time, Fallon.
Okay.
It wasn't funny when it happened, but... afterwards. Yeah, remind me to tell you later.
It's in a good mood.
Yeah, there's a glass here. Come and sit down.
What's he on about, traffic cones?
Oh, he thinks you got bladdered on Friday.
You didn't tell him.
No.
Thanks.
Well, no point worrying him at all.
Mum, there's nothing to worry about. I'm okay.
Well, I'm not. I didn't say anything yesterday. But you were still high as a kite.
Just chilling out, that's all.
Oh, Fallon, you could have killed yourself.
Mum.
It's true, sweetheart, like it or not.
People make such a big thing about ecstasy, but it's not like that.
Oh, that was terrifying. You were talking. You couldn't keep still.
Yeah, I overdid it.
No,
I'm sorry about that.
It wasn't overdoing it. You shouldn't have taken anything in the first place.
Whatever.
I mean it, Fallon. You might not have been here this morning.
That's so over the top, Mum.
It isn't. People die from taking ecstasy.
Only kids who don't know what they're doing.
No.
I drank loads of water.
Oh, that doesn't make you safe.
It does. That's what you've got to do.
Look, sweetheart, I read about it. Drinking loads of water don't make it safer. I mean, too much water can be dangerous as well. Look, no matter how much you drink, it still does damage to your liver, kidneys, heart, even the brain.
Even if you're stupid about it.
Even if you're smart. Not clued up like you, Fallon. It's a hell of a risk.
Is there a toast going spare?
Help yourself.
I didn't mean to, I'm sorry I kept you up on Friday night.
I'm not worried about that.
But I meant it, though, what I said. About loving you.
I know you did.
I mean, that was what was amazing. It was like I really understood things. For the first time, I really understood him. How important you are to me.
I'm not going to nag.
Oh, good.
I never used to listen myself. All I want you to understand is there's no buzz going worth risking your life for.
Mum, it's okay.
I need to hear you say you won't ever take it again.
I think it's great that you care.
Of course I do.
But it's all right. You needn't worry about me. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I've got to admit, chrome bumpers.
They are so cool.
And it's got power, 1380 cc's.
Are those leather? Can I?
Sure.
Oh, black leather seats. Oh, you've got to get a car like this, Tom.
Well, as soon as someone gives me 5 grand...
The 2-seaters are brilliant.
What do you think?
Fab.
It's all right, isn't it?
It's more than all right.
She's even better in action, isn't she, Tom?
I wouldn't know. You only let me take her on the yard.
You'll have to come out in her sometime, Kirsty.
Oh, I'd love to.
In fact, now the yard's scraped, I'm free for a while. So if you want to spin...
Oh, what a pity, I can't. Not now.
Oh, shame.
I'm due at the Bull.
The part-time job she's after.
Well, why not arrive in style?
You mean...
It'd make quite an impression turning up in a chauffeur-driven sports car, wouldn't it, Tom?
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah. You want to look at the business, Kirsty?
Great.
And I can take her there?
What?
You put me on the insurance after all?
No. I'll drive her.
Covered in muck? Oh, yeah, as if Kirsty's going to want...
Oh, thanks. That's great, Tony.
Right, hood up or down?
Oh, down. Mild enough, just about.
Fair enough.
Excuse me?
I'm not putting you out, am
no,
I?
No, not at all.
Kirsty, we were meant to be going down together.
Well, meet me there. We'll have a drink after my interview.
Oh, great.
Now, if it's too cold, let me know.
Hello! Hi! Oh, ow! Tony!
Hard luck, Auntie Jen.
Your father's turning into Mr. Toad.
He's turning into something.
I'm mud all over my coat now.
What's he like?
He's a better sponge off or else.
It's sad at his age, isn't it?
Yeah, no comment. Is Helen in?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Mum's in the house, though, if that's any good.
You're sure?
Yeah, we've got plenty of time.
Right. Via Penny Hassett it is, then.
Whee!
Might as well give you a decent run in her.
Oh, Tom's got to get one of these.
You like it?
Oh, it's great. Oh,
I've had my heart set on another one of these for ages. Years.
It is so cool.
Cool good or cool you want the hood up after all?
Cool good. Great.
Of course, it takes experience to get the most out of a car like this.
It must do.
Yeah, it'd be wasted on Tom.
What speed are we doing?
Well, nearly 40.
40?
Yeah, well, it's the suspension. Being so close to the road makes you feel you're going faster than you actually are.
I'll say.
You wait till we get to the straight stretch. You know, I've had her up to 45 before now.
I don't know where she's got to.
You didn't pass her on the way down?
No. Dad was showing off the car. They'll have broken down somewhere.
Oh, I hope not.
It'll serve him right. Can you believe he's 51 at the end of next week?
Age doesn't come into it.
It's like having Austin Powers for your dad.
Oh, here they are.
Of course, he won't let me drive it, except once around the yard. What use is that?
Well, if you want something like that, you've got to work for it, Tom.
That's right.
Oh, it's a nice motor.
The car's okay.
Oh, sorry.
About time.
You went a long way. Am I late?
Not at all.
Nice drive.
The most fun I've ever had with a midget.
Smashing little cars.
Well, it's not the size of the car. It's what's under the bonnet that counts, eh, Kirsty?
Too right.
Ladies, please.
Sounds as though you'll fit right in, Kirsty.
Oh, yeah. Where are we doing the interview?
Well, it's not an interview as such.
No?
No, it's not that formal.
Yeah, the job's yours, if you want it.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, as long as you can offer the hours we need.
Any evenings you like.
Oh, even if it means giving up some Fridays and Saturdays.
That's all right. You don't mind, do you, Tom?
I'll come in and keep you company.
Ah, believe me, Kirsty will be too busy to chat.
And I get at least one afternoon off a week, so if you need me to cover a lunchtime...
Oh, it won't be too much for you, working full-time as well as doing this.
She never gets tired.
No problem. And to be honest, I could do with the extra cash.
Well, then.
Oh, fine by me.
Yeah. The job's yours.
Oh, brilliant.
Well done.
If you want to come through, we'll start slotting you in on the rota.
Oh, sure.
All the time, sort of...
Well, that was easy enough.
Oh, should do well here.
Even Helen says she's great with the customers.
Well, you never know. Between the two of you, you could save for some at Flash to Drive.
Oh, I wish.
Well, I can see why you're jealous of your dad, though.
Well, I'm not.
That car is a real babe magnet.
Wow. Oh, that's the worst of the mud off. Finally.
That was really inconsiderate of him. Sorry.
Oh, I suppose he's only doing what Mum said and... enjoying her gift to the full. Now, oh, it's such a shame that Helen's out. This is what I wanted to give her.
And what's that?
It's an extract from the Ambridge Mummers play.
Oh, that must be going back a bit.
Yeah, centuries. And this is the part she'd be interested in. St. George. And if our entertainment plays, give us ale, pies and cheese. And cheese is...
Oh, cheese, presumably. Yeah.
And the text is fairly corrupt at this point, but I think we can be confident it is cheese.
Sounds plausible.
And bound to be locally made in the days of the Mummers.
Oh.
And I thought Helen would like evidence that she's part of a long local tradition. Oh. Will you give it to her then?
Yes, thanks.
I only had a couple of pages, and I think John Tregoran had the last full copy.
She'll probably grab it as a marketing ploy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I came across it when I was looking for something else altogether.
Yeah, that always happens to me.
Yeah. I was trying to track down an article about the Matthias Church I cut out from one of the Sundays.
The Matthias Church?
Yeah, in Budapest.
Oh.
One of the buildings I want to see.
Yeah, you all set to go?
Mm-hmm. Nearly.
Everyone says it's a beautiful city.
Yeah, well, if we get any time to appreciate it. Brown keeps reminding me it's a business trip as well.
Oh, surely you'll be able to look round.
You well, I mean to. There are some very attractive buildings in the castle district, apparently.
I'm sure you'll really enjoy it.
And of course, if we pick up anything useful about Hungarian methods of organic farming, you and Tony will be the first to know.
Thanks.
So I'm hoping to devote more of my time to exploring local crafts.
What sort of thing?
According to my guidebook, they produce the most beautiful shirts and blouses over there.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, they're very, very skilled at hand-weaving and embroidery.
Well, then it's almost a duty to go shopping.
Yeah. Well, I might put it to Brian like that.
Think he'd fall for it?
Well, it's worth a try. Oh, that's what I love about going somewhere new. Getting a feel for its culture.
You're really looking forward to it, aren't you?
Mm, very much so.
You're making me jealous. Reminds me of Venice.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sure. There is one slight flaw for me, though.
What's that?
Oh, you know Oliver's coming with us.
Well, you'd be good company.
Yeah, but he's bringing Caroline Pemberton with him.
Oh, yes.
Not my first choice for a travelling companion.
No, but still.
And you can appreciate it's not always been comfortable seeing her and Brian anywhere near each other.
Yeah, but surely now.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm not going to let it spoil things.
Good.
After all, it's been a very long time since Brian gave me that sort of headache.
Phil's reporting back to David.
I can't remember when we last had Spuds in there.
Well, she'd got hold of one somehow.
Must have been a volunteer.
Or it could have dropped off the trailer.
Yeah. Debbie!
Hi!
Where are you going to spray?
Hold on, I need to get one more can in.
Round Robin's waterlogged.
Yes, and Ashfield.
I didn't think she'd have the sprayer out at all.
Oh, well, Debbie will have her reasons.
Yeah.
Anyway, this Hereford I was telling you about.
Yeah, I take it you got the Spud out of her throat.
Well, eventually, it was lodged very awkwardly.
Mm, it's horrible when it happens.
Yeah. Otherwise, the rest of the herd are fine.
Good.
And there were no problems with the ewes.
But got the concentrates out to them then?
Sorry about that.
Yes, I just took up the silage.
I didn't want the tank filling before I got enough herbicide in.
Where are you taking it?
Badger's Bank, that bit of winter wheat that went in late.
Oh. No, I wasn't sure if you were heading over to Round Robin, that's all.
Oh, no, no. Everything alongside the Am's going to have to wait a while.
Yeah, it's pretty boggy, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll take another look next week.
Oh, don't worry, you'll have your hands full then.
Yeah, probably.
The trip to Hungary.
Mum and Dad are off on Sunday.
I'll bet Brian's looking forward to it.
Well, he is. Not half as much as Mum, though.
So when will you be finished?
I can't say, Tim.
An hour? Two?
It's going to take longer than that.
Oh, come on.
I'm afraid I'm a washout for this afternoon.
But I told you yesterday I was arranging a locum.
No.
And what's happened to spending some time together?
There's a whole slew of stuff I've got to translate.
Leave it.
I thought I'd be done by now, but all this downward placement air assistance and rotary atomizers, not easy to put into German, you know?
You agreed yesterday.
I know. My fault. I shouldn't have.
Look, let's forget lunch in Borchester, but still do the film.
Tim, the company's on my back about this.
Then point out how much of your time you've already given up.
It's a big project.
And then you're off again at the weekend. What more do they want, blood?
You know I can't help going back to Hanover.
So take this afternoon off. That's fair exchange.
Tim.
Besides, it'll do you good.
Well, not if I'm worrying about leaving this unfinished.
All we've done, ladies, is pass each other exhausted. Oh, come on.
You're not listening, are you?
One of us isn't.
I apologise. Look, I let you arrange a locum because I thought I'd be finished in time, but I'm nowhere near.
And there's no way you can spare a couple of hours.
I promised I'd email everything off by this evening.
And that promise you're going to keep.
Oh. Look, do you want me to make you something?
What?
I'll do something for lunch. We can have half an hour together.
Oh, real quality time.
Well, then you can still enjoy your afternoon off and go and see film, if that's what you fancy.
On my own.
I know it's not ideal.
No, no, it's terrific. We've hardly seen each other since you got back last
well,
time.
Well, that's work for you. How about soup and some bread?
Don't bother, I'll get some near the pub.
Tim!
Who knows, I might even get some company there as well.
Ready to go home, Jill?
We'll be in a minute. I thought I'd scrub the chick drinkers first.
Oh, right.
Might as well get them ready for when the hens come back into lay.
Come and sit down, Phil.
Oh, thanks.
There's still some tea in the pot.
Oh, I've had plenty already, thanks. Oh, did I tell you what I got a fancy for?
Yes, at least three times.
Oh.
That's probably what set me off in the first place. Sorting out the hens, I mean.
I don't know what put me onto it. It's just such a warming start to a meal.
It's a nice idea. I can use your mum's recipe.
And don't worry, Phil. We sorted out the ideal candidate while we were in the hen house.
You'll have to wait till later in the week, though. There.
Now, I'm picking Pip and Josh up tonight, aren't I?
Is that all right?
Yes, of course.
Thanks. You know I've roped Jill in to do all the food for Pip's birthday bash.
That won't be any trouble.
Oh, what about that entertainer you were after?
He's a DJ, really. Specialises in children's discos.
He's meant to be very good.
And he's used the village hall before, so he knows what he's taking on.
Pip's certainly looking forward to it.
Ah, we want it to go really well for her. Make her feel special before this one arrives and starts taking all our attention.
Are you talking about Pip?
I thought you were helping Bert set up the lemon pens.
Yeah, I'm on my way now. Now, she's so excited about having a baby brother or sister.
She's determined to be useful when it arrives.
Ah, well, Ruth's been very clever about that.
Oh?
Mm. Well, all I've done is say it's great Pip's old enough now to be a help. I don't want her feeling left out.
Oh, she'll enjoy the responsibility.
What do you think Josh makes of it all?
Well, he's not said very much.
He's still too young to take it in, I suppose.
Yeah, mind you, if you want to see him have a full-blown fit of the giggles...
Oh, yeah.
You just watch him feel the baby move around inside his mum.
Yeah, aww. Cracks him up completely.
God.
Siobhan?
With you in a minute. Oh,
damn. I got halfway to the board and I realised how stupid this all is. You OK?
Yeah, sure. Snagged an earring, that's all.
Look, at least come for lunch and a quick drink.
Yeah, yeah, good idea.
Good. You going out anyway?
Oh, no.
The earrings?
Just trying them on. Bored with rotary atomizers.
Oh.
Give us 2 minutes, will you?
Yeah, let me help you.
No, it's okay.
Ouch, now you've taken hair off.
Embarrassed, that's all.
You just bought them?
I've not had them long.
I thought I didn't recognise them.
Yeah, I don't wear them much. They're trashy.
Oh, they don't look trashy.
Cheap and glittery, that's what I'm into at the moment.
Do you want the box?
No, it doesn't matter. Let's go if we're going.
Anything but trashy if they came in this.
The box is worth more than the earrings.
Where did you get them?
You know, I can't think. This will be my treat at the ball. Tim, don't.
There's a note.
Actually, they were a present.
So I see.
Can I have that?
Wait.
Some clown I met through work, you know? There's a lot of guys out there with more money than sense.
This particular guy had the sense not to sign his name. Who is he?
No one. No one important.
No?
No.
Important enough to stand in front of the mirror for?
Look, I was only...
Important enough to keep his note?
It doesn't mean anything.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Who gave you the earrings?
It doesn't matter.
Obviously it does to you.
Not at all.
No?
Look, you're making something out of nothing.
No, I wouldn't have given it another thought if you'd told me straight out.
I've said I was embarrassed.
Now you're dodging the question. Who wrote this? Are you seeing someone? Well? Siobhan?
The man who gave... I have sort of been...
Been what?
Oh, don't you know? We went for drinks a couple of times.
And that's all? Siobhan?
Not exactly.
Well?
I suppose, you know, there was an attraction.
You slept with him? Is that what you mean? Did you sleep with him?
Yes. Yes, I did. Look, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Tim. It was a flingy sort of thing, that's all. You know, it just happened. Tim.
Get your hand off me.
I feel terrible.
How could you?
I'm so sorry. It only happened because...
Because what?
This isn't an excuse. But it wouldn't have happened if...
What?
Well, if things had been right between us.
Oh, no.
You know what it's been like.
Yeah, not great for either of us.
Exactly.
But I didn't. Not for one moment. Oh, God.
I'm so sorry, Tim. I'm not... Look, it's not all black and white.
What?
I'm at fault. I admit it, but, you know, if you think about it...
How often, you and him?
Well, what's the matter?
I want to know.
It was a fling. It was a fling, but it didn't come out of nowhere.
Then where did it come from?
I wasn't trying to get my own back, but...
Your own back?
Oh, come on, Tim. Now, you know very well.
Oh, no.
Any idea how betrayed I felt?
Don't, Siobhan.
When you were running around after her.
Don't you dare.
The whole village knew, except for me.
For one second.
I was
so
angry.
You can't begin to compare that.
Oh, can't I?
Nothing happened between Janet and me.
Of course it did.
We never slept together.
Well, that's not the only type of betrayal.
Oh, please.
Well, that's how I felt.
No,
betrayed.
You didn't.
Don't tell me how I felt.
This is betrayal, what you've done to me. I can't even... Oh.
I'm not justifying myself, but maybe if you understand. Since the miscarriage...
Oh,
look, I'm telling you the truth. It's not been
how
the same.
How can you stoop so low? I tried everything. I couldn't have done more.
I know. In your own way.
Oh, what does that mean?
When did we last feel passion for each other, Tim? Oh. When did you last tell me that you love me as if you meant it?
Did it happen here?
Oh, come
on. In our house, our bed?
No, of course not.
Then?
It doesn't matter!
Where?
When I was away.
Abroad?
Yes.
I trusted you, Siobhan.
Look, I'm not feeling proud of myself.
No wonder you're so anxious to... Going away, of course.
No, it wasn't like that.
No, no.
Oh, please, don't!
Clever, not fouling your own nest.
None of this was planned!
Who is he?
It doesn't matter.
Who is he?
Look, if I tell you, what then?
Who is he?
You're going to drag every last detail out of me.
Maybe.
What for? What good could it do?
I don't care about doing good. I want
to
know.
What, to torture me? Or to torture yourself.
If that's what I want.
Oh, please, Tim.
Can we at least narrow it down to a nationality?
That's cheap.
Oh, well, excuse me.
I'm so sorry I hurt you, but I can't take it back. Now, we've got to accept that if we're going to cope.
Cope? God, you've got a nerve.
Oh, look, all I'm
saying... Do you sleep with another man, then tell me how to cope?
No!
Siobhan, how could you?
I'm so sorry. Where are you going?
Out, anywhere.
Oh, Tim.
Anywhere away from you.
Tim, what have I done?
Brian's trying to get through to Siobhan.
What? Come on, Siobhan.
Getting out of the rain?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in a world of my own, that's all. But it was just me and the hinds.
Oh, sorry to creep up on you.
I was trying to get through to the feed firm.
It's a bit early, isn't it?
Yeah, there should be an answering machine. Mm. How come you're so wet?
Oh, finding the forks. I've got the trailer up here, and there was nothing to shift the silage with.
Well, where'd you find them?
Dumped in the middle of the yard.
That's careless. It ruins the handles.
Yeah, student, probably.
But she needs waking up. Come on, I'll give you a hand.
Oh, it's all right.
No, they're starting to get restless.
Then make your call first.
No, that's all right. It'll keep.
There's some tea in the pot. Do you want me to fix you some eggs? Scrambled or poached? You've got to eat something, Tim.
Thanks.
Did you have anything last night? You didn't touch the chop I left you. Are you going to be okay at work?
Yeah, fine.
Tim, are you all right?
What?
Stupid question.
All right.
I only meant, should you be going in at all?
What else am I supposed to do?
I know you didn't get any sleep.
No, surprisingly enough.
Well, I didn't either. Oh. Sorry, I should have taken a loaf out of the freezer yesterday. I forgot. Sorry. There's plenty of cereal. I'd rather you were shouting at me. I know that you're... But this doesn't help.
What? What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
Hmm? What?
Whatever you're thinking or feeling.
I can't because I don't know, all right?
Okay.
Yesterday was... Well, it was... It's quite something. I'm still trying to get my head around your little piece of news.
Yeah, sure.
Take some adjusting to, you know, your marriage blowing up in your face.
Tim.
I'm sorry if I'm not coping the way you'd like. That was the word, wasn't it? Coping?
I'm not telling you how to. I'm only saying...
I said go for the job, didn't I?
Yes.
You must think I'm a fool.
No.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
God, at this hour.
If someone's sick, they better be very sick.
George, I'm sorry to bother you so early. I was hoping to catch you born before she starts.
No, come through.
Hey, I'd best take me boots off.
No, don't worry. And you can leave the door open too.
Oh, right then.
George Barford.
What's he want?
No idea.
I hope I'm not being a nuisance.
No.
So you're not disturbing me. I just need my jacket and I'm off.
Well, your coffee's here, Tim.
I won't stop.
You've got time to drink it.
Don't make me anything this evening.
Sure.
See you, George.
Aye. Bye now.
See you later.
Luke. I can't go and all. I shouldn't have come at breakfast time. Don't know what I'm thinking about.
It's all right. What is it?
No, I'll wait.
Must have been worth trudging through the rain for.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go on. Go on, sit down.
Well, thank you. It's Borchester land. I know Matt doesn't let the grass grow, but even by his standards... Look, he's not urgent.
What's he done?
Well, now the inspectors have approved extending the village envelope in principle, he's applied for outline planning permission straight away.
That is quick.
Aye. And he's been quite clever. I've had a copy sent me this morning. What Borchester land wants to do is to... Oh, look, I don't need to bother you. It'll be in the Echo on Thursday.
What are they asking for?
Well, not the 50 or 60 houses everyone thought they'd go for. They've toned it right down. 20 executive homes.
Well, that'll still make a big impact.
The very substantial properties. What's more, Matt's only offering to put in 2 low-cost houses. Typically mean-spirited of him.
Go on. I'm listening.
Dr. Hathaway.
Morning.
Oh, I'm glad I caught you.
Actually, the surgery isn't open yet.
Oh, I haven't come about a medical matter. No, what are you...
Well, let's get out of this, shall we?
Yeah, all right. I haven't chosen a very good morning to go round with Parish magazines, have I?
No, not really. Is that what you want to see me about?
Oh, no. I'm only delivering the last few that Shula hasn't managed to get out. No, I wanted to ask you about Janet Fisher.
What about her?
Well, I should have written it in my diary, but I didn't. Do you know if she's in today?
No, it's not her usual day for seeing people.
Oh, no, that's the point. I mean, she said she had to change her timetable around.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, only as a one-off, but unfortunately, I didn't write it down, and now I've completely forgotten.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
You see, the trouble is, I promised to let her have some suggestions for the Ash Wednesday service.
Well, drop them into her room, if you like.
Well, we'd be better off talking them through.
I'm afraid I don't know if she's in today or not.
Well, I could ring her, but if she wants to print copies of the order of service, it's safer if we go through it together. Perhaps I should drive up to Derek.
As I say, I can't help you. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Yes, of course.
A couple of them have lost condition.
Yeah, I know.
And this one looks though her weight's right down.
Oh, I meant to bring a drench up for her.
Well, as soon as she gets some multivitamins, the better.
Don't worry. I'll come back later.
They're not in bad shape, otherwise.
Oh, I tell you what I noticed yesterday.
Hmm?
You could have done a better job taking the antlers off one of the stags.
Is he causing problems?
Yeah, he tries to bully some of the younger ones when I take the feed out.
Ah, well, we need to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, nothing too serious yet.
If you want me to do anything about it before I go away...
Oh, it's all right. You concentrate on hungry.
Alice can't wait for us to get off.
Oh, that's not true.
She seems to think you and Simon are a soft touch.
They're nothing of the sort.
Well, she's looking forward to you moving in while we're away, then.
I'll tell you what she's most excited about at the moment.
What's that?
Going to buy her hunt outfit.
Oh, yes. Your mother said they were off looking this evening.
But has the hind sorted? Let's see to the calves.
Oh, I'll do them, Debbie.
No, it's all right.
No, I insist. You go in while the rain's easing.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Go and get a cup of coffee. Dry out a bit.
Oh, thanks.
I want a hands-on morning anyway, away from the blessed computer.
Well, I won't talk you out of it. I'm pretty soaked through.
Now.
Oh, Dad?
Yes?
We could do with some more yew pellets.
What?
When you get through to the rep.
Phil, in here.
Oh, goodness.
Room for one more under the porch.
Nip, miserable.
Well.
At least we're out of it here.
Yes, we keep the worst off.
Yeah, so it blows over. 1 minute it looks as if it was easing up.
And then the heavens opened again. Yeah, I got caught the same way.
Well, I stuck to my original plan. I'd be home by now.
Well, what stopped you?
Checking the rain wasn't getting behind the thermometer. We don't want damp getting into the hole.
Ah, you've made a good job of that sign.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, it'll spur us on, watching the money mount up for the Jubilee Fund.
Not everybody thinks so.
No?
Derek Fletcher called it an ISO.
Oh, well, he would.
Hey, don't you usually help David this sort of time?
My one morning off this week. Perfect for seeing to all sorts of bits and pieces, I thought.
No respecter of plans is the weather.
I say. I was hoping to do some church business and then deliver a few parish magazines.
Yeah, I've done no better. I went to see Siobhan Hathaway for her opinion on Matt Crawford's plans.
Uh-huh.
You know, for those executive homes.
That man won't rest until he's made a fortune from ruining this village.
Well, I'm going to the next council planning meeting to keep an eye on him.
Well, what's he got in mind exactly?
Well, I'd show you the plan, only it might get wet.
Oh, no.
Now, you'll see what him and his cronies are up to in this week's Echo.
Oh, I'll look out for it.
Well, with Siobhan taking such an active interest, I thought I'd show her first.
Mm.
I didn't call at the best time, though.
No?
No, there was an atmosphere between her and the doctor you could have spread on toast.
Oh.
Hello, Brian Aldridge.
Oh, thank God.
Siobhan, I've been trying to reach you for ages.
I had the mobile switched off too. I was sure the coast was clear.
Your message sounded urgent.
It is. Tim's found out.
Oh.
Brian?
Oh.
It's been awful.
When? I mean, how?
Yesterday afternoon. It was the stupidest thing.
Oh.
He caught me trying on the earrings you gave me.
Is that all?
Then he read the note. I couldn't stop him.
I see. Well, all the same.
Brian, I couldn't lie to him. He knew what was happening.
Right. I'm so sorry. Oh, what's he going to do?
I don't know yet.
What's he said?
He doesn't know it's you. I wouldn't tell him.
What did you say?
Well, only that I've been involved with someone. And he's got the idea it's someone abroad.
Oh, right.
I suppose I let him think that. Is that wrong of me?
No, not at all.
It's been vile here.
Oh, Siobhan.
First of all, he wanted to know everything. Now he won't open his mouth. There's this desperate silence between us.
I'm so sorry.
The worst is, I hate seeing him so hurt.
My poor love.
The pain in his eyes. God, it had cut right through you.
I can imagine.
I've got to see you, Brian.
Well, yes, of course.
Are you free now?
No, not now.
When?
Look. Well, if Tim's still in the dark about me, we'd better play it carefully, hadn't we?
I'm not saying march up to the front door.
No, but he'll be very watchful.
So?
Well, perhaps the best thing would be... Let's give it a day or two.
Brian!
Just let things calm down.
I need to see you now. Last night I thought I was going out of my mind.
Oh, Siobhan.
I need you to hold me. And to tell me it'll all work out.
Of course it will.
I can't bear not being with you.
And I want to see you two just as much.
Really?
Yes, of course.
If you had your arms around me, perhaps it wouldn't seem so bad.
We'll work this out, Siobhan.
I feel so guilty.
Well, don't. It's what's happened between us. It's special.
It's so good to hear you say that. So... When can we meet up?
Well, not right now. Not immediately.
That's what I want, Brian.
It's me too, darling, but our first priority is not making matters worse.
My first priority is seeing you.
And that's what I want too, believe me.
So when?
As soon as I can arrange it. I'll see what I can do.
But Brian...
Very soon, I promise.
Peggy's taking drastic measures.
Little devils, aren't they?
What a nuisance.
The Primulas looked as though they were going to make a real display.
Oh, they might still, with a few pellets to protect them.
You think you'd be safe in February?
Oh, it's the damp. You got the piece of slate?
Oh, yeah. Here you are.
We don't want Bill or Ben trying them.
Oh, no. Cover them up. Higgs thinks beer traps are very effective.
He would.
He swears by them.
I'm only surprised he lets the slugs have a look in.
Oh, no, no. He's very abstemious on duty.
Mum! Jack!
Oh,
it's much too cold to be gardening.
Hello, dear.
We're repelling invaders.
Oh, I've had exactly the same trouble. See what they've done to my winter pansies.
A few more pellets, then we'll finish.
Did Alice come round earlier?
Straight after school.
And? What do you think?
Marvellous.
She was rather bashful about trying the outfit on at first. Oh, Jack, can you find something to cover them?
Oh, yeah, there was some more slate somewhere.
She laid it all out on the sofa.
But you persuaded her to put it on?
Eventually.
She'll look smart out hunting. Ah,
yeah. She said thank you.
Oh, yes. She was very gracious.
Oh, that should see off the slugs. Let's go in and get warm.
She knows how generous you've been, Mum.
Oh, not at all.
And I brought some good news about how I'm spending the rest of the money.
This is the third box of cheese and onion we've put out since Friday.
Wow. And all the snacks are selling well.
You know, I think we've underordered.
Oh, who made this mess?
Ah, that's Pat Fletcher's drink. Her husband's jacket caught it.
Well, you could have cleared it up, Sid.
What? I was dressed off my feet in here at lunchtime.
Yeah, we did some business, didn't we?
Yeah, and we are going to need some more crisps, more nuts and more pork scutchings.
Oh, there, that's better.
Can't get over it. Normally it's so flat this time of year.
Well, we must be doing something right.
Are you rinsing the ashtrays, or do you want me to do it?
I'll do them, sweetheart. You put the mixers out.
Right. What I've noticed, some of the youngsters who use the bull upstairs, they come in here other nights now.
Of course they are.
That's very encouraging.
This time of year, they don't want to go trailing into Borchester all the time.
It's more than that. It's the atmosphere we've created. They know they're welcome.
Well, they are. Yeah, so's their money.
And that is down to you, the atmosphere.
No, that's all of us. And Kirsty, she's fitting in well.
Oh, yeah. Picking the job up faster than I can explain it.
Well, it's early days yet, but I think we've made a good choice there.
Is the diary your end?
I can't see it.
Let's take a chance. Up the snacks order.
Why not?
Only I want to catch him before our next delivery.
It's not down here, Sid.
I think they're coming Friday.
And we'll see. Oh, hello, sweetheart. I didn't know you were back.
You must have come in quietly.
Have you left me anything? I thought you were staying on at college, guitar concert or something.
Well, I didn't want to be in, I've got too much work.
Oh, well, then, there's some sauce in the fridge if you do yourself some pasta.
Oh, all right.
Will that do you?
I suppose.
You wouldn't be an angel, would you, Fallon?
What?
You know the delivery diary with the big brown cover?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure I left it by the phone upstairs. You couldn't get it for me, could you? Only we're a bit behind down here. If it's not by the phone, have a look in the living room.
Oh, you don't even know where it is.
Alan!
Well, I've got loads of work to do.
It's only if you've got a minute.
Since when was I meant to start running round after you?
Hey, come on, Fallon.
It doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter. You go and get yourself something to eat.
Thanks very much.
That's out of order.
No, leave it, Jolene. She's obviously had a hard day at college.
Well, don't give her the right...
It's all right. It's all right. We all have our off days.
I can move Ben away if you like.
Oh, he's no trouble down there.
He spends most of his time asleep. Bill's a lively one.
What's happened to the tea, Jack?
The kettle's on. Darjeeling or ordinary?
Jennifer?
Oh, I don't mind. Darjeeling.
Right. Won't be a moment.
So, what do you think, Mum?
I think it's a lovely idea.
Honestly? You approve?
Very much so. And typically thoughtful of you.
Brian wasn't so sure.
Why ever not?
Oh, he said Kate's too used to handouts.
But you'll enjoy it as much as she will.
Of course I will.
I forgot to ask. Fruit cake or Madeira?
Nothing for me, Jack.
Not even a biscuit?
No, I'll be eating when I get home, thanks.
Well, in that case, as long as you're sure.
I wondered if you might do that.
It's what I wanted most, ma'am. I'm longing to see her and Nolly and Lucas.
When are they coming over?
Well, I'd hope for Easter, but unfortunately Lucas will be too busy to get away then.
Oh, that would have been nice.
But they're definitely coming over sometime.
Well, I think you've made a very good decision.
And there'll be enough left from your present for little treats when they're here. Good day out somewhere.
How did Kate sound?
Oh, very well. And she said Nolly's taken her very first steps.
Oh, I suppose she's at that age.
That's what I miss most with them being so far away. You don't see them past those landmarks.
Ben!
You're not jumping up here.
No!
You'd better stay where you are.
You've all decided what you're doing with the money now.
Oh, you've heard from Lillian?
She phoned last night. She's decided on liposuction.
Oh!
You know, where they'd remove
all... Yeah, the fat. Oh, it sounds ghastly.
She's having it done in Switzerland.
Do you think it's a good idea?
Well, it's not what I'd want to do, perhaps.
No, nor me. Well, she's not overweight.
Oh, never mind. The facelift gave her a boost, and if this does the same, I'll be very pleased for her.
Ah, let's hope it does.
Here we are.
Oh, Jack, this was meant to be a simple cup of tea.
Hey, mind the cat.
Oh, sorry. It's worse with the Hoover.
What have you brought the trolley in for?
Well, we're going to have some cake, aren't we? And I thought if Jennifer saw what was on offer...
Oh, go on. I'll have a slice of fruit cake.
I thought you would.
You and Brian will be coming to the Jubilee Fun Fancy Dress Dinner Dance, won't you?
There you are.
Oh, thanks. Well, I expect so.
Oh, you must.
It'll be great fun. Caroline and I have been planning which categories are going to have prizes. Peggy?
Oh, thanks.
So keep the date free, the 13th of March.
We'll certainly try to.
You deserve a treat. All my little gifts seem to be going on the children.
Well... I've got a confession to make.
Oh, yes?
While we were getting Alice kitted out, I couldn't help noticing some lovely gloves and scarves.
You've got something for yourself. Oh, good.
I'll put your tea here.
Oh, thanks. Well, they're not so warm, I couldn't resist. They're perfect for hungry.
Are you all ready to go?
Apart from some last-minute packing, my only concern is Brian.
Oh?
I'm afraid he might be coming down with something.
Well, there is some flu about. Hope it's not that.
Well, he's certainly not 100%. He had a very disturbed night last night.
Oh, dear.
He couldn't get off to sleep for ages.
Can I come in?
Doing an essay.
Yeah, well, let's take a 5-minute break, shall we? And the music, if you don't mind, Fallon. You know why I've come up?
Yeah, I suppose.
Sid told me to let it go, but I can't.
I'm sorry.
No use telling me that.
Well, I'll tell him after.
It's not often I'm ashamed of you, Fallon. I was just there.
But it's not Sid. I've been off with loads of people today.
You weren't a box of sunshine yesterday either.
Oh, sorry.
Can I sit down?
Yeah.
But the point is, we both know why.
It's nothing. Everyone gets scratchy sometimes.
Yeah, of course they do. Especially after taking drugs.
Oh, not now, Mum.
Yes, now. I haven't been nagging, have I?
No.
You know why I've kept my mouth shut?
No.
Last couple of days, I've been watching you come down with a bump.
I've been all right.
So I thought, better you'd listen to your own body than listen to me.
It's normal. It happens to everyone.
Oh, Fallon. You've been so tired and moody.
Well, that's what happens, so.
Well, I suppose the good thing is it'll put you off trying again. Won't it?
Mum.
Oh, please, Fallon. It scares me, the thought of losing you.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, it happens.
No, okay, some kids don't know where to stop. I'll throw anything down their neck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, which kids?
No one in particular, anyone.
Yeah, like who?
It don't matter.
Oh, let me guess. Jazzer's one, right?
People.
I hate you getting mixed up in this sort of
thing. I'm not mixed up in anything.
You've got to stop, sweetheart.
And everyone I know takes E, that's all, everyone.
Yeah, well, you can be the exception.
Oh, Sally, no, mate's great.
Oh, have some sense, love. You could get yourself killed.
Oh, right, like smoking and drinking's not bad for you.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Well, you told us to have a drink on Friday.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have. Don't seem so bad, though.
And what about dope?
What about it?
Don't tell me you never smoked it, because I won't believe you.
Yeah, I did.
And I know Dad did.
Yeah, I did, sweetheart. I smoked regular one time.
Well, then what are you having a go at me for?
I'm not having a go.
So hypocritical.
Look, I smoked it till I saw what it were doing to some of our mates, your dad's and mine.
Dope's nothing.
No, that's what I thought. In fact, I enjoyed it.
See?
Of course, it could get boring. Your dad ever tell you about Andy?
No.
Good mate of ours. Terrible teeth.
Oh, and awful hair.
Yeah, shoulder length, slicked over his bald spot.
Yeah, I've seen photos.
Oh, he could bore for Britain after a couple of joints. You know, him and your dad would spend hours arguing whether Gandalf was a better wizard than Merlin.
What?
Yeah. And once Andy got onto elves, there were no stopping him.
That's so pathetic.
Well, it seemed funny for a while.
Well, what's wrong with that? Having a laugh.
Well, Andy never got past it. It got so he did nothing except get stoned.
Yeah, well, some people are stupid.
Lights on, nobody home. Lost his woman, lost his kids. Put me off dope for good.
Well, I'd never be like that.
You don't know.
No, of course I wouldn't.
Look, you see, what I figured out, this isn't from a book or the telly. This is what I worked out for myself.
Yeah.
If a drug gives you something, a buzz or a high, it takes it back somewhere else. It's like the way you've been the last couple of days.
I said sorry.
There's always a price. And with ecstasy, it can be a really high one.
What's going on?
Sid.
Have you been messing with that sort of nonsense, fella?
Excuse me, this is my room.
I'm sorry, but I can't stand by and allow you to...
Look, Sid, I'm dealing with this.
You've been taking ecstasy.
Have you been snooping outside?
I came up for the diary. I couldn't help hearing.
It's all right.
I can't believe you've been so stupid.
Fallon and I have discussed this.
Ah, nothing to discuss. Now, you listen to me, young lady.
Mum!
You stop! Right now, and that's an end to it.
Leave us alone, Sid.
There's no good pussyfooting. She's got to be told.
But this is none of your business.
What happens under this roof is my business.
Well, Fallon's a very bright young woman.
Well, that's as maybe.
And you're not helping, Sid.
I'm saying what's got to be said. You know
that. You're doing more harm than good. This is between me and my daughter.
Listen, Jolie.
And if you don't respect that, Sid, you're going to create problems for all of us.
Now, Jill's chosen her victim.
Oh, go on. In you go.
Go on, Slowcourt. All safe for the night.
So, it sounds like she was very encouraging.
Sandra always is.
Did she stay long?
She only had time for a quick coffee. She was talking about breastfeeding again. She's very positive about it.
And she doesn't think you'll have a problem?
No. One breast will produce enough milk to compensate, she says.
Well, that's good. It's important to get on with your midwife.
She's good company. I see you sorted the hen for Phil's special treat.
Yes, I pulled her neck just before you came over.
He'll be pleased. He's been going on about chicken broth all week.
I know. Mind you, it is very nice the way his mum used to make it.
Oh, I was telling Sandra about you and Phil. She thinks I'm very lucky with me in-laws.
In what way?
Well, for one thing, she never had anyone to do the school run with her older kids when she was pregnant.
Well, that's no trouble.
Let me hold the wire back.
Thanks. We like fetching them from the bus.
It makes life so much easier for us.
It's fun doing day-to-day things with them. Getting all the latest gossip from school.
Who's been caught fibbing to teacher.
And who Josh had to sit next to for being naughty.
When was he naughty?
Oh, that was only an example.
Jill?
Nothing serious. He'd been pulling silly faces so the teacher moved him, that's all.
He didn't say anything to me about it.
Please, Ruth, I promise not to tell.
I won't say a word.
Good. Now, pass me the chicken and we'll get into the warm.
There you go.
It's freezing out here now the sun's going.
But really, Jill, thanks for all you're doing with them. They love the nights they stay over with you, and it's great for me.
It does fill me the world of good, too.
I'll have a lake with chips and peas.
Hard luck, David.
Once it's scalded and plucked, it's going back to Glebe Cottage.
Oh. Now, make sure you look in the nursery before you head off, ma.
Have you been busy?
You'll have to see for yourself.
Do you mind doing your own soda?
Oh, that's fine.
I'm not sure how much to put in. I guess everyone's different.
Yeah, I dare say.
It's going to take me a while to pick up all the little wrinkles. How people like their drinks and that.
Yeah, well, thanks anyway.
I take it you're not working this evening?
No, I've come straight from the surgery.
Oh, right.
Now, even doctors are allowed a reasonable finish once in a while. I'm so sorry.
That's all right, no harm done.
Just get out of your way.
Someone's in a good mood.
That's what comes of looking at boils and nits all day.
Nice thought, Kirsty. Thanks for sharing that.
I didn't think you were clearing glasses tonight.
I'm not.
No?
Well, not officially. This is, like, extra.
What, a shorter dosh?
I'm not getting paid for this evening.
What, are you doing it for fun?
Not exactly.
Hey, you want to get out more, Fallon? There are better ways to spend your spare time.
It's a sort of favour to Mum.
Oh, aren't you a good girl?
No, what it is, we've been rowing.
What, this is making up?
Sort of.
What have you been rowing about?
Stupid stuff. It's nothing important.
Hey, I get my mum Turkish delight if we've fallen out.
Yeah?
She can't resist it. Mind you, I only get it if it's been my fault.
This was my fault. Some of it. But I'd got him bothered with something, and then I was mouthy with Sid.
Oh, right.
So mum had a go at me. Both barrels.
Nasty.
Yeah, but then as soon as Sid started having a tick, she turned on him instead.
Oh, well, that's mum's for you.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Good and cheerful, isn't it?
Yes.
Ruth wasn't too sure at first, because it's quite a bold pattern, really, for a baby's room.
No, the paper's lovely.
But she's come round now.
It's a beautiful colour. Very lemony.
Mum?
Only, what about the other three walls?
You didn't think I finished the whole nursery, did you?
Well,
where am I supposed to get the time?
I should have realised.
Oh, it's work in progress. Papering takes a while if you want to do it well.
And it's coming on nicely.
I wouldn't have got this much done if Dad wasn't being such a help on the farm.
We know how difficult it is for you, covering Ruth's jobs as well as your own.
Oh, I'm managing. But decorating has to fit in as and when.
And she is looking after herself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's conserving her energy for Prudder.
When are they off?
Sunday morning. I'm taking her and the kids to the station.
It'll do a good seeing her parents.
Yeah. You know, I honestly thought you'd like this more.
No, David, really. It's lovely.
You're not just being polite?
No, not at all. And it'll be even better when it's finished.
Obviously.
When all the bare plaster's covered up and you've painted over the smudges on the skirting board. There are quite a few, aren't there?
Mum?
It'll look super. In the end.
You've got a feather on your neck.
Where?
Yeah, let me.
Oh. Thanks. Pip can't wait to go to Prada, can she?
Solly and Heather spoil the kids rotten, that's why.
I tell you who else is looking forward to half term. Daniel.
Oh, yes.
Has Shula said anything to you?
Well, he's not enjoying school very much at the moment.
No.
Well, it happens to us all at some time.
She wondered whether she and Alistair should go in and speak to Daniel's teacher about it.
Is it that serious?
Well, when they mentioned it to Daniel, he was horrified by the idea, so then they wondered if they were making too much of it.
Well, you can make matters worse, can't you? Clunking in with your size 10s.
Anyway, they've decided to leave it for the minute. See if the problem sorts itself out.
Well, it probably will. These things generally do.
You don't have to be polite.
I'm not being polite.
Come out and say what you really think.
No, I mean it.
You can't do.
I do.
Dad's car.
It looks all right.
The car looks all right.
In fact, it's pretty wicked.
OK, the car's great, no argument. Is my dad driving it? That's the problem.
Snakebite, St. Clement's or Black and Tan? What do you want, Tom?
Eh?
I'm learning all the drinks.
What's a Black and Tan?
Stout and bitter together.
Ooh.
Mr. Booth, right?
Yeah, that's the one. Told me I pulled a lovely pint.
Well, if he's the only one chatting you up, I don't have much to worry about, do I?
So what are you having?
Pint of lager for the price of a half?
No, John.
Refusing service for scrounging.
Nah, thanks, Fatlin.
A pint, then?
Yeah, please.
And one for yourself, barmaid? Oh, thanks very much, you will.
Oi!
It's all right, I'm only on the St. Clement's.
Oh, that's all enough. Thanks for offering, Tom.
That's what I like about you women, so subtle.
We can't afford to be. We have to make men understand us.
Turn, girl.
Forget me buying you a drink, Kirsty. You can have tap water.
Oh, night, Dr. Hathaway.
Yeah, bye.
Make sure you smile for all concerned.
Same when I clear his table.
There you go.
How's the Mowies doing? How's the missus? You know, chit chat and what people come to pubs for.
Right? You have an ice in yours, Fallon.
Yeah, please. He wasn't having any of it. He's sort of grunting. That was it.
Very friendly.
Okay, Fallon. Don't major on the car. Focus on my dad.
Oh, are you still on about him?
Well, he's 51 in a week's time, right?
So?
He shouldn't pretend he's. Well, my age, tearing about in a two-seater.
He is so jealous.
No, I'm not.
Ever since his dad got the midget.
I'm not jealous.
Sounds like it.
I'm embarrassed, yes.
Tony won't let him drive it.
All I'm saying is, at his age, you know, some dignity.
The boy's getting obsessed.
Why can't he stick to the family car?
Well, let you drive the midget.
It'd be a shame to waste it.
Of course it would.
My worry is, if he can't act his age now, what happens next?
A touch of lemonade.
He's going to come home with an earring.
That'd be gross.
Or the nightmare scenario.
You are so unfair
to
Tony.
He might even get a cool clubbing tattoo.
Ha-ha, well, your dad.
Take the notice, Fallon. Pure jealousy. Admit it, Tom. You can't compete with chrome bumpers, can you?
Hiya.
I didn't know if you'd be back for dinner. Do you want me to make you something? No.
I mean, I can leave this.
No, I don't want anything. Can I,
Go ahead. Sit down. I'll finish up with this later.
Was there something particular? How was your day? How was work?
I came home at lunchtime. I took a call.
For me?
Well, at least now I know who it is.
What?
Part of me wanted to kill him. Part of me thought how civilized he sounded.
Civilized? Tim, what do you mean?
Was that part of his charm? His manner? Was it the accent?
Who have you been speaking to?
Christian. Wanted to know if you're organized for the weekend.
Christian Dorfman?
Yeah. He's very anxious to see you.
Tim, I'm sorry, but that's ridiculous.
What?
He's the marketing manager.
And that stops him being your lover.
Oh, for heaven's sake, of course he's not.
Don't lie to me, Siobhan.
He's not. I promise. Whatever made you think that... I mean, what?
It's not him.
No. You didn't say anything. About this?
And what if I had? No. No, I didn't say anything. I would have if I'd thought in time. It was only after the call I felt sure.
No. He's a colleague, that's all.
All afternoon I've been hearing his voice saying your name. He knows you very well.
He doesn't.
Seems to. Knows your favourite hotel. Says they've booked you into it for the weekend. Knows what type of restaurants you like.
That's nothing.
Well, of course, you can't wait to get back to Hanover, so what am I supposed to think?
That's nonsense.
Is it?
I'm going over for work, and that's all.
And, naturally, I believe you.
Tim, I promise. I swear. There's no reason for you to worry or get jealous about me going to Hanover.
So the guy's in Brussels.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, don't, Tim.
I mean, you're cheated on. That's what happens. You spend your whole time wondering.
We can't keep doing this.
I can't stop.
The last couple of nights have been hell.
So is this afternoon. Between every visit, I'm trying to imagine what he's like. Taller than me, shorter, dark hair, fair, younger.
Tim, please don't.
I was thinking it over in the pub. It's all I do think about, trying to work out what you've done to us. What we've got left.
And?
I wish I could hate you, Siobhan.
I wouldn't blame you.
But it's not that simple, is it?
Perhaps this won't mean much. But I feel so bad about hurting you. So bad, Tim.
Who is he?
Please don't.
Who is he?
What do you do with a name? Jab yourself with it? Make the pain worse?
I want to know, that's all.
Why?
I want to know his name, Siobhan. I want to know what he looks like. Is he married?
It doesn't help.
Has he got children? What's his job? Do you like him because he's smarter than me or funnier? Richer? Kinder?
Tim,
better
stop.
In bed, is that it? Well, is that what it's all about?
No!
Tell me. I want to know every single detail about the man you slept with, Siobhan. Everything.
If I tell you these things, you'll never get them out of your head. It'll destroy the marriage. Is that what you want? Do you want it finished, Tim?
No. I don't know. I really wish I knew.
Brian is very preoccupied.
What about some quiche, then?
No, thanks.
You've got to have something for lunch.
Jenny, I'm rather busy.
You haven't got a tummy upset?
No, I simply haven't got time.
You're sure you're all right?
Well, I will be when I've sorted out this rogue invoice.
Oh, well, it's not like you to miss meals.
Nothing wrong with my stomach. I need a delivery note to match the invoice, that's all.
I can bring a sandwich.
Yes, all right.
Well, pandu.
Perfect.
I only asked about your tummy because, I've been feeling rather acidy myself.
Oh, dear.
Well, only slightly, but...
Did you know I'm out this afternoon?
At the accountant's, yes.
Debbie's going to have enough work on our hands next week. I want to square the paperwork before we go.
That's why I went to see Tim this morning.
Tim?
Well, I don't want anything spoiling hungry for us either.
What were you seeing him about?
Oh, Brian, my stomach being acidy.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Di, I'm being dense.
He was quite short with me and said I might as well have gone straight to the chemist's.
He didn't give you anything?
Well, yes.
Ah.
Some antacid tablets.
That's the residual. Now, if I can find 6 drums of contact herbicide...
I suppose I was overreacting.
Well, as long as it's nothing serious.
Oh, no, no. But we don't want anything to spoil our holiday, do we?
I'll go over with you myself, if you like.
Are you sure?
Yeah, if you don't mind waiting a moment. I just got to get this drain cleared.
I'm in no hurry.
Oh, Tony might be in the polytunnels. Then again, he might be out in his MG.
Oh, I'm happy to wait.
It's no good. I'm going to have to get my hand down there.
Ugh, rather you than me. I hope I'm not being a nuisance.
Of course not.
I could have left Owen to phone.
Well, it's always best to inspect food before buying, if possible.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I know we're not your biggest customers.
Oh, we're always happy to supply the orangery.
Oh, Pat, that looks revolting.
This gully always gets blocked. It's the way the wind comes across the yard.
Oh, can't you get Tony or Tom to clear it?
Oh, they've got plenty on themselves. I'll have the outflow backing up in the dairy if I don't do something about it.
You know, perhaps I've started wearing rose-tinted spectacles about men.
Ugh, you're right. This is revolting.
Having a man around the house doesn't solve all your problems, does it?
No. Sometimes they create more than they solve.
Maybe I should rethink my strategy. Look for a handyman, not someone to go out with.
Did you meet up with Caroline?
Oh, yes. I called in at the Dower House last night.
Oh, now you know all about computer dating.
She's rather put me off it.
How come?
She told me about some of the people she went out with.
Real horrors.
If it wasn't wandering toupees, it was wandering hands.
You're giving up on the idea, then?
Not entirely.
Well, that's doing the trick. Yeah. Clear now.
Oh, well done. Oh, Caroline suggested I try Party Club for unattached people.
Oh, what?
Oh, they arrange social events, dinners, you know, that sort of thing. So you meet a wide range of people.
Instead of being stuck with the wrong man all evening.
That's the idea.
Well, if it spares you 4 hours of the desert song, it's got to be worth looking at.
Well, there is an advert in Borchester to Life.
You going to follow it up?
Looks rather pricey. Still, there's no harm in sending off for more information, is there?
Warm.
Kitchen.
I was afraid you might have gone.
I've got to set off for Felpisham any minute.
Look, I've been thinking things over. All through morning surgery.
And?
I want you to cancel Hanover.
Cancel going?
Please.
But, Tim...
I know it's short notice,
my flight's this evening.
All the same.
No, I can't.
Look, I know it'll be difficult, but I'm convinced it'll be worth it.
Why?
Why do you think?
I promise you've got nothing to worry about.
That's not what I meant. We never have any time together. That's what we need now.
Oh.
Not to shout at each other, not to argue. To talk, that's all.
What if he'd said earlier in the week or something?
I didn't know what I wanted then. I suppose I was in shock.
Of course.
But this morning I snapped at Susan for no reason and found myself thinking, I shouldn't be angry with her.
No. It's me who should be in the firing line.
No, not just you. I'm angry with myself as well.
What have you done?
Shouting and sulking. I just could have handled this better.
Well, yeah, so could I.
And if we're to have a chance... We should be together now.
Tim.
What do you say?
If there was any way I could pull out of this...
Siobhan.
I would. I really would.
So what's stopping you?
The company's relying on me.
And that's more important than our marriage?
No.
Well, then?
I honestly can't. This late, they can't find someone else.
That's their worry.
It'll be like handing in my resignation.
Is that so terrible?
Why make a bad situation worse? I'll be back on Monday and we'll talk then.
Right. I see.
I wish I could stay.
No, at least I know where I stand.
No, it's not like that.
Obviously, it's not worth making the effort.
That's not it at all. Be practical, Tim. It's simply too late to go changing what I'm doing, and maybe it'll do us good.
I don't see how.
Perhaps a couple of days apart. You've got to admit there's been a hideous atmosphere between us.
Whose fault is that?
Maybe a breathing space. It'll help us see things more clearly.
We've got the Mizuna and Pak Choi, of course.
Owen's had some of that before, hasn't he?
A little.
If he's after more conventional salad veg, we've got some carrots on the go.
Oh, they'd be useful.
The early nonta are about ready for lifting.
Lovely. And we've done better with lettuce this winter, haven't we?
Yeah, we've tried two varieties.
Ooh, they look impressive.
Oh, those are Gluck. Those are Dandy.
Oh, we had one yesterday.
Yeah, made a nice change. They've got good hearts.
We could use some of these for the light lunches.
Oh, take that one home with you.
Is that okay?
Yeah, of course, go on.
Yeah, and if you and Jamie like it, just make sure you tell Owen.
Will do, thanks.
And we've got some radishes ready for picking, if he's interested.
Yeah, he probably will be. He's into a real fresh food kick at the moment.
Oh, you'll be pleased about Eddie's plans, then.
What?
Fresh rabbit.
Sorry?
You're losing her.
So, you haven't heard about Eddie's latest money-making scheme?
No.
It was going to be rabbit farming.
A keeper's cottage?
That was plan A.
Hundreds of hutches all over the place.
No, he's abandoned that idea. Too complicated.
Oh, shame. Yeah, apparently Joe thought it was daft as well. I can't imagine where they were going to put all the hutches.
Which brings us to plan B.
It's poor old Clary. You should have heard the sigh when she told me about it.
What's Eddie going to do?
Catch wild rabbits. With ferrets.
Oh, not again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's looking for half a dozen. Then he says he'll be back in business.
But I thought after last time...
Oh, yeah, well, he hasn't told Joe yet.
Oh, I suppose it's a way of showing those kind of troubles are behind them now.
Well, that's true.
Although his timing's not up to much.
Yeah, it's getting a bit late for rabbiting.
Oh, you're well informed.
I had my share of ferret conversations at the pool. Snatch Foster was always going on about it.
Oh, I suppose Eddie can still get a couple of weeks in.
How many schemes has he got on the go at once?
Well, it'll be a good winter earner. Balance out compost and garden work in the summer, I suppose.
Six of them, did you say?
That's what he's looking for.
Sharp-toothed little horrors. How long before Jamie and I find them burrowing under the fence?
Sorry I have to meet you here.
Don't worry.
I was afraid you'd gone to the wrong lay-by.
Tim came back at lunchtime. That's why I'm late.
Oh, what did he want?
Brian.
Oh. Hello, my love.
Oh, you don't know how much I've needed that.
Oh, I know. It's been rough for you.
Don't let go.
Oh, come on. You're all right. You're all right.
Am I?
Of course you are.
Oh, I've been holding on for this all week.
Well, I've been thinking about you as well.
Have you?
Well, you know.
You know the worst part?
What's that?
The way I'm hurting Tim. He asked me not to go to Hanover.
Is that... I mean, does he think you're seeing someone there?
Oh, no, he wants us to spend time together, that's all. To see if we can patch it up.
And he still doesn't know? I mean, you haven't said anything.
He's fixated on Brussels. He's sure it was someone there.
Oh. Well, maybe that's as well for the time being.
Oh, I hate all this deceit, Brian.
Oh, come on. We'll work something out.
What are we going to do?
Well, Tim doesn't know everything yet. And we'd better keep it that way for the moment.
I almost told him the truth yesterday.
Really?
He was so desperate to know.
But you didn't.
Oh, in the end, he stopped asking. He wants to know and he doesn't at the same time.
We'll have to be very cautious from now on.
Yeah.
Perhaps we need to calm everything down.
Brian?
Yeah, not see each other for a spell.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, this week's been bad enough. It tore me up not seeing you.
Well, I was the same.
We can't stop now.
No.
You don't want to end this, do you?
No, of course
not. Are you sure?
Oh, come here. Oh.
You seem so calm.
Oh, well, I'm not. Anything but.
Well, then, how can you talk about us not seeing each other?
All I'm saying, Siobhan, is... it's a great shame Tim's been hurt so much already, agreed?
Yeah.
Then we owe it to him. And Jenny, too, to protect them. I mean, they're the people I'm thinking about.
It's all so messy.
And we mustn't make it any worse.
Tim's so edgy. Every phone call sets him off.
Then let's not give him anything to be suspicious about.
I'm not seeing each other.
Well, not as much as we have been doing, that's all.
Right.
Just till the dust settles. We wouldn't see each other next week anyway.
That's bad enough. Oh, I'm going to miss you so much when you're away.
And I'll miss you. But at least it gives you time to, I don't know, I mean, make life more bearable with Tim.
You're not going cold on me?
No, not at all. Our feelings won't change simply because we have a little time apart.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Peter Leslie Wilde and the editor is Vanessa Whitbourne.